It's the Darren Copeland Experience, weeknights 8 to 10.
They tried to take me off of they tried to kind of talk me a little bit off of Experience.
Why?
They're like, oh, have you ever thought of like the project? And we talk about this, Alan Parsons. Right. I'm just not, you know, you are, but that's fine. Okay, great.
Right.
But I didn't want to be a project. I wanted to be an experience because it's not a journey. It's a, you know, it's a walk in the park.
No, I think experience is completely apropos for the title of this show. So real quick, before we get going, we've got
soccer. So much soccer.
Before we get into this, can I kick it? Oh my God.
Okay, so much soccer.
Real quick.
So much soccer.
We're gonna talk soccer. Well, you're gonna talk soccer. I'm gonna sit here and take a nap. The Nuggets are playing a very important game right now. We're watching it on TV. They just tipped off.
Nuggets.
Denver's up 5-2.
Nuggets.
And we were talking off air. The Nuggets have no shot at the playoffs at this point.
Come on, man.
They don't. They have 9 games left. I looked at their schedule this afternoon, and I will be ecstatic if they win 4 of their last 9 games.
I'm just telling you, I need some John Philip Sousa in my life right now.
What?
I need some John Philip Sousa in my life right now.
Why?
Because I just need some John Philip Sousa.
Da, 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 da,
no, John maybe not Philip. That. It's something patriotic, but not like that.
Okay.
I just want to tell you that, you know, listen, I was there at the bar when everyone else had turned away from Utah and the Denver Nuggets with 9 seconds left. And the Nuggets down by 9. And Rodney Rogers shooting nine points in 9 seconds, stealing the ball, shooting three-pointer to get that game into overtime.
Yeah, those things happen pretty rarely.
They happen.
Yeah, I suppose.
The problem with sports is no one knows the ending.
Yeah, but you can make a pretty educated
guess. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Listen, I was there when David Thompson, one of 5 people ever to score, did it the right way. Didn't have to go get intentional fouls from other teams. Earl Watson, I'm ashamed. Even though you're 5'5", I'm ashamed of you. I was there.
You'd have been like 4.
When Alex I was there on the floor when the Portland Trailblazers with Bill Walton, when he had actually had 2 feet, went past the Denver Nuggets on their way. I've seen greatness.
Uh-huh.
I've seen it.
Okay.
Of the Denver Nuggets. I've seen it as they put up fight after fight. I've seen it as Carmelo Anthony took them one time with a lot of help from, you know, Chauncey Billups to the conference final.
Where they lost.
But we've seen it all. So do not lose faith on these Nuggets. I tell you, these Nuggets will make the playoffs.
No.
They will win
that
last spot. And they will have that chance to go to the slaughter against the Golden State Warriors, the team that can't win the big one and who likes to kick people in the patooey-tooeys. The Nuggets
just say patooey-tooeys.
Will take those patooey-tooeys, squeeze that ankle, and throw it right back in Golden State's faces. That, my friends, is what a Nuggets fan is all about. So all of you out there in Mile High Sports Radio fan, wearing your light blue gear, wearing your Rocky claws, wearing your yellow, wearing all of that Nuggets gear, we are not going to sit here and just say that we've lost it simply because Portland has way more home games than the Nuggets. Oh, no. Nuggets fans, we are going to hop on the back of Rocky and probably some help because he's only 4 foot. Did I ever tell you that he farted in an elevator with me and then blamed it on me? It was me and him in the elevator and he blamed it on me. But then in spite of that, here's what's going to happen. The Nuggets are going to win this game, and they're going to win the next game, and they are going to make it, and they are going to be the 8th seed. I am telling you, this Nuggets team, it's hopefully different.
Do you feel better?
Yeah, I feel better. Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, you didn't. That was very inspiring.
I just kind of need to get out. Yeah. So you were saying about the Nuggets?
I have no chance. No chance.
No, I think I probably agree with you on that. I don't think it'd be a chance. So.
Nuggets.
So we'll keep you updated on the Nuggets game as it goes on throughout the night. But in the meantime,
there's soccer.
Go ahead, do your soccer.
See,
thing.
We can't even watch. I don't even know what's going on.
It's on the internet, and I'm sure there are tens of people who are looking at that score right now in Denver.
I'm so frustrated, man. I can't get it. Please help me. Yes, I can. I know they're going to win. Is it from 2015? Is that the one? Is it? Are they winning? Are they
I don't losing? Know. I'm looking it
are
up right
tying?
Now.
Tying?
0-0.
All right. 0-0.
They're playing. Who are they playing? Chile or
Panama?
Panama.
Grenada.
Panama, but it's in Panama, man. And listen, I have to explain to you what's going on here. Is it? But people don't understand. And we've talked about this off here.
They don't understand. They don't care. No, but please continue.
Okay. For the seven of you that actually care. All right. Tell Big Fuzz. Listen, we need a movement. Okay. Tweet out at Mile High Sports. Just at Mile High Sports. Say Big Fuzz, soccer matters. Hashtag soccer matters.
Please, I would love if there were people who could prove me wrong on that. I just don't think that's
prove
the
me
case.
Wrong. But what I'm telling you is listen, when you are a national team in soccer and you have to go down to places like Panama or El Salvador mm-hmm. or Guatemala or Mexico or you know anywhere, you know there are a little bit looser rules. Okay, so you know there may be people just driving around your hotel honking all night long. I mean that just happens.
Sure.
And so on your trip to the stadium, it just may happen that there's hundreds of thousands of people who are lining the streets to throw bottles at your buses.
Bottles.
Well, I mean, among other things, but, you know, start smacking the bus. So there's all sorts of crazy, like, they put you in a dressing room underneath. The last time we played Costa Rica, no Costa Rican football soccer team there would let the U.S. national team practice on there because they had to actually rent out farmland. Seriously, all of this stuff happens, which makes it very difficult to win games on the road, which is why this is such a crucial test. I'm just saying. Listen, I understand that you don't want. I understand that you don't like it, and I totally agree with you. Listen, this is because listen, I don't talk sports very often. Why? Because sports can be really boring a lot of the time, and oftentimes they are. I don't doubt it. I mean, I'm not here to. I mean, soccer can be boring.
Oh yeah.
It can be.
You think?
So can baseball, and so can football, and so can everything.
So here's okay, but here's the difference, and this is why I don't think Americans care. I know, and here's the other thing. As a baseball fan, someone says, oh, I hate baseball. It's too boring. I go, okay, I get it. I'm not going to waste my breath trying to explain to someone why it's a beautiful sport.
Oh, no, see, I agree with you. I am not a soccer apologist, and I will tell you this, because soccer doesn't need anything to apologize for. Now, some of the soccer fans, I mean, listen, I also do have my issues sometimes with, so when I play on my awful over 35 soccer team, which I haven't played on in a year because I've been hurt. Okay. When I play on that awful team, those guys are getting up at 5 a.m. on Saturday morning to watch soccer from England. And they are up with all the big clubs way more than I am. So if I can tell you that, you know, if I can tell you that Pulisic is from Borussia Dortmund, only because I know him as a U.S. guy. No, they will tell you what the standings are of Germany and Spain and England and France and Portugal. And if you want to quit, they'll probably do Mexico too. And I think that's too much.
Bilbao Badonk. See, I can make up words and names too. None of those words made any sense to me. Plushnishik is from
Ohio.
I don't know. You said something else that wasn't Ohio.
Pulisic. His name is Christian Pulisic.
Don't know who he is.
Okay, so he's a guy who was born in Ohio, grew up in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he grew up in Pennsylvania. At a very young age, was found in the woods, raised by wolves. No.
No.
But a giant club from Germany, okay, a giant soccer club from Germany,
mm-hmm.
headquartered out of Borussia, Germany. Borussia?
Doesn't strike a bell.
Is that even the right name? And now if that it's Borussia.
Could be.
I don't know. It's Dortmund.
I've never been to either
it's
of those
Dortmund.
Places. Never even
it's
seen
Dortmund.
Them on a map.
See, this is why Americans are hated around the world because no one knows. They don't care about geography.
Dude, I'll bet you half the people in Germany don't know where Dortmund or Borussia
is. I bet lots of people in Germany know exactly where Dortmund is, and I think Borussia is the name of the club. So anyway, it's a soccer club based in, so it's like the, you know, the Dortmund Broncos or whatever the heck they are.
Okay.
Okay. Very big club, very successful, much like the Denver Broncos are in NFL here.
Okay.
Big club. One of the players who plays there is a guy by the name of Christian Pulisic, who is a 19-year-old U.S. and not like German slash U.S. U.S., but U.S. U.S.
Okay.
From here.
Right. You said he was in Pennsylvania.
And he is now playing for their main club, and he's actually producing. So he's he's on tap with the possibility of being one of the best players in the world, being a U.S. American.
Okay. Why are you telling us this?
I'm just telling you that because this is important. Because do you guys realize that the next great soccer player in the world could be U.S. American? I know. Isn't that awesome?
None of that is true.
No, listen.
None of those words make sense.
It is totally awesome. It's totally true. It's totally awesome because you want to know why? Yes. I'm telling you the next great Christian Pulisic could be the next great world soccer player.
Okay. You keep telling yourself that. America will never, United States will never have the next great player in soccer. It's just never happening.
I'm just saying.
We don't grow up with it. And here's what I was.
You don't grow up with it.
The majority of the United States does not grow up with it.
Pennsylvania and New York, soccer is very, very big, and there are large segments of those states where soccer is king, and obviously this is the place, and we have the athletes to be good, and you have an athlete who wants to be a soccer player.
It's Darren Copeland. We'll have more of Whatever That Was coming up.